Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show for this Thursday, August 14th, 2014. We are on with you each weekday during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, with live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, podcasts and complete show archive available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Last week, the Arizona Department of Education released its annual report card of how Arizona schools are faring. Tucson's Catalina High School, which earned D's 3 years in a row, improved to a C. The campus serves a high population of poor refugee students and was essentially counted out by TUSD when it came to the possibility of earning a higher grade this year. As a result, TUSD's principal, Rex Scott, his contract was not renewed. Rex Scott, the contract not being renewed despite objections from Catalina families and community members. Mr. Scott, who is now the principal for Tortolita Middle School in Marana Unified School District, joins us now on the Buckmaster Show. Rex, how are you?
Bill, good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing very well. So in some ways, I would assume you'd look at this as kind of vindicating what you had been talking about at Catalina.
I don't view it as any kind of personal vindication, Bill, because as a principal, I serve at the pleasure of the superintendent and the board. And both Dr. Sanchez and the governing board members had said that I could feel free to apply for other positions within TUSD if I chose to do so. I chose not to. I chose to look at a position in another district, and I'm very proud and happy to be the principal at Tortolita. Where I do feel a sense of vindication is on behalf of the students and staff at Catalina, because the same night that my contract was non-renewed as the principal of the school, the superintendent predicted that the school would not advance in its letter grade. And as you just reported, we did indeed grow to a C. In fact, the school is only 8 points shy of a B. So that was some pretty significant progress, and it built on the progress that we had made the previous year when we just missed a C, honestly, by a handful of kids.
I know you would like to set the record straight on what Dr. Mark Stegeman said on this program. He stated that you were removed from your position as principal at Catalina High School for, quote, performance issues. This, in your opinion, is totally inaccurate.
Well, when he said that earlier this summer, I was a bit taken aback because of the way I've always understood the term performance issues to be defined. But I happened to hear the recording of Dr. Stegeman's interview on your show Tuesday of this week, and I think he clarified what he meant to say. So I really don't have any further concerns with the statement that he made.
What was the reason that you did not have the contract renewed? How do you interpret it?
Well, it's really easy to explain. There is a governing board regulation that is in place. It's actually board regulation GCOB-R, and it deals with principals at D-rated schools. And it was actually put in place under the previous superintendent. And so I dealt with this same situation during the 2012-2013 school year. But the way Dr. Pettacone and the governing board chose to deal with it at the time is that they said, we will wait for the scores to come in, and if the school makes significant progress, that's the language in the regulation, then the principal will be retained. As I said, during 2012-2013, we did make significant progress, just missed a C by a couple of points. But then a new superintendent came in, and Dr. Sanchez chose to deal with the regulation in a different way. What he said to the board is that if we wait for the scores to come in, even given that that was what they did the previous year, it'll take too long to fill the position. So I'm going to remove Mr. Scott at Catalina, and he can feel free to apply for other positions within the district. However, if he had talked with me prior to that recommendation, which he did not, if he had talked with anybody at the school or visited the school, which he did not, he would have seen that our school's improvement plan targeted the students who actually were the most responsible for our growth this year, which were eighth graders who failed the AIMS tests the last time they took it in middle school, and English language learners. And that makes me extraordinarily proud of the Catalina staff and the Catalina students, because those were the needs that we identified as the most acute at the school. And all of the work that was done during the last school year really, really paid off in terms of the results that we saw when the school made a C and was just, as I said, 8 points shy of a B. It was really the growth of those students that led the pace of progress.
Rex Scott is with us. He is the former principal at Catalina High School. So from what I'm hearing from you, Mr. Scott, is that if Mr. Sanchez, Dr. Sanchez, had taken the time to talk with you and others at the school, they would have seen that the trend was this, that this trend looked toward, you were moving toward a C at the time of your removal. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, absolutely. And the very first conversation that I had of any substance with Dr. Sanchez during the entirety of last school year was after he had recommended that I be removed from the school. I never had a conversation with him about our improvement plans and how they were targeting the students who needed the most assistance. I had invited him to visit the school and see what we were doing a number of times. He was not able to do so. And so I feel like he made this this prediction that the school would be a D again without having all the facts at his disposal. And one of the other things I would have said to him is that some of the data analysis training that he led principals in during our weekly professional development sessions with him, and some of the data retrieval tools that he directed be put in place for the use of principals, were of tremendous help to us as we were developing and refining our improvement plans. But I didn't have that opportunity, nor did anybody else on the staff. And quite honestly, Bill, the day after that board meeting, when he predicted that we would be a D again, there were a lot of very angry and confused teachers and students on the campus, because they felt like the leader of the district didn't believe in their ability to affect change.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Catalina. Catalina, from what I understand, was the second public high school here in Tucson. It has a really, at one time, was considered one of the top high schools in the country, and then it fell on hard times. Is it coming back, Rex Scott?
It's actually the third high school. We're 1 year older. I'm sorry, we're 1 year younger than Pueblo.
Okay.
Pueblo was opened in 1956. Catalina was opened in 1957. And as the demographics of the inner city has changed, the student population served by Catalina has changed. It used to be a school where some of the more affluent families in Tucson sent their children. Currently, Catalina has close to 80% of its students living in poverty. Mm. It has a 58% mobility rate, which speaks to how often during the year kids are moving in and out of the school. There are over 40 languages and dialects represented on the campus.
Wow.
The English language learner community, if you take into account both English language learners and students who are recently reclassified from that status, they make up about a third of the student population, and they are majority refugee, not majority Hispanic, which is what you'll commonly find in most Southern Arizona schools. Having said that, it is an extraordinarily wonderful place to work as an educator. The 5 years that I served there as the principal were the most rewarding of my career. And one of the best things about that experience, Bill, was the opportunity to work alongside a very caring and dedicated staff that treats all of these kids like unique individuals. And again, because it was student growth that led to the school's increase in its letter grade, I think that speaks to how hard that staff works to meet the needs of each individual child. I was honored to be their principal, and I certainly hope that they get the recognition and thanks that they deserve from Dr. Sanchez, the governing board, and indeed the entire community.
Well, a lot of people do miss you over there, Rex Scott, at Catalina. Now you have a new home. You're at Tortolita Middle School. How do you like your job there in the Marana Unified School District?
Well, I absolutely love it, and I did all of my teaching with middle school kids, but I've been working in high schools as an administrator for the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before I came to Catalina, I was an assistant principal at Ironwood Ridge in the Amphi District, and prior to that, I was the principal of the now-closed Howenstein High School in TUSD. So it's a homecoming in terms of being back with the age group that I worked with when I was in the classroom, and it's also the first time in my career that I've worked as an administrator in the school that my own children attended. my son and daughter were students at Tortolita some years ago. They both graduated from high school since then, but there's a lot of members of the Tortolita faculty who were their teachers, and it's a wonderful middle school. It's been regarded for the last 32 years since it's been open as one of the best middle schools in Pima County, and it's a great honor to be the principal here.
Well, you are a credit to the education profession, and we're very glad that you have certainly landed on your feet at Tortolita Middle School in the Marana Unified School District, and we want to wish you all the best for this school year, which just is pretty much underway. Rex Scott, thanks for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Very kind of you, Bill. Thank you so much, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:21 on this Thursday afternoon. And now we welcome on the Buckmaster Show live line one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. David Levy is an Emmy Award-winning writer. He's the author and editor of 35 books and other products. He is the former Parade Magazine science editor, and he, along with his wife Wendy, are founders of the National Sharing the Sky Foundation, an organization which was formed to really inspire new generations to reach for the stars. Dr. David Levy. David, how are you?
Hello, Bill. And I know we're on the air right now, but I do want to apologize for the fact that I missed your email the other day. It's my fault, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I know you were having some storms in the area, and it did affect your internet.
Well, it's still my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay. The storms, of course, affect your viewing schedule. Normally, you view, pretty much all night long. But with the storms, does that change things?
Yeah, they do. We've had a lot of clouds, although it does clear from time to time. And I am able to get a lot of the summer objects that I'm wanting to go, which is a way of segueing into your question that we decided on.
Well, my question is of something about the viewing of double stars.
Yes, and summertime is a great time for double stars, and I suggest maybe over the weekend when we're expecting some clear weather that you take a telescope and point to a star right in the middle of the summer triangle, three bright stars, very easy to find. And right in the middle of that is a fainter star called Albireo or Beta Cygni. And it was something that I was writing about 52 years ago when I had my great temper tantrum. And I wrote that day that the orbits of the double stars are in the form of an ellipse. And the main star is not necessarily at the focus of that ellipse. These stars are a lot farther from us, and so they don't revolve one around the other, but one around the other. So the orbits are calculated by looking at both of the stars. And I was writing about that, and I was writing where it said that the angle of the true orbit between one star and the point of the other star around the first star. And that is right as I wrote that the orbit between that node and the point of, and at that point, my bright typewriter broke, and I yanked the pages out of the typewriter, and I threw the typewriter into the tree I was sitting under. breaking the typewriter. And of course, that took care of that. And I raced back home on my bicycle. But it was interesting because even though I was only 14 years old, the very next day, I was out again underneath that tree with my mom's typewriter, put the torn paper, which I'm looking at right now, into the typewriter, and I wrote the next word into it, which was periastron. And I talked about double stars and just finished the page and went on with the chapter. And that is the story of the great double star temper tantrum of 1962. And so today, 52 years later, I'm advising you to take a look at the star I was thinking about, which was Albireo, and also to look at some of the stars that a famous poet looked at years ago, even longer than 52 years ago. The poet was Alfred Lord Tennyson, and he waited till later on in the night when the Pleiades would rise up in the morning sky, and he would look at these lovely stars both through his own telescope that he had and through bigger telescopes that the famous astronomers at the time were looking at. And in 1842, he wrote, "Many a night I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a swarm of fireflies tangled in a silver braid." This is from Locksley Hall in 1842.
Hey, David, double stars fairly common?
They are. In fact, more than 50% of the stars in our own galaxy are double stars or multiple systems.
Wow.
There's the Pleiades is a system of over 500 suns. And there's another star that I would recommend. It comes up also later on these nights. And it is known by the very scientific name Sigma 2819. And that is a triple sun, which can easily be seen through small telescopes.
Wow.
It is in the constellation of Cepheus and beautiful to look at. And I recommend it very highly.
Triple star. Hey, what about the moon? We've got a total eclipse, I think, October. Is that what we're talking about?
We have an October lunar eclipse. It'll be a total eclipse on the 8th, I believe, of October, followed by an eclipse of the sun, a partial solar eclipse, but it'll be pretty good from here on the 23rd of October. But the interesting thing that I forgot to tell you about when we were planning for this is what happens in between those 2 days.
What happens between?
And what happens in between those 2 days is that Comet Siding Spring is going to graze by the planet Mars. It'll be visible in the evening sky, and we'll be able to see, if you look through the telescope, you'll be able to see Mars with a fuzziness right around it as Comet Siding Spring almost collides with Mars. It's not going to collide, but it'll be so close that the atmosphere of the comet will interact with the atmosphere of Mars. It'll be an exciting thing to see. We should be able to get a glimpse of this with small telescopes this fall.
David, what do you make of these fantastic images of the comet that we're seeing from that German mission that's showing us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Rosetta mission, which is in orbit around comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Now, I know Churyumov quite well, and to be able to see that lovely comet must be very thrilling for him, as it is for me as I look at the pictures. I first met him at a conference in 1986, and then again in 1989, when we were talking about comets. Churyumov has a wonderful comet there that the European Space Agency probe is currently orbiting. It's a wonderful, wonderful comet.
All right, a tribute to one of your fellow comet discoverers.
Yes.
In your fraternity of comet discoverers. Dr. David Levy, thank you very much. We'll look forward to our visit in September. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, and hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, Bill.
Thank you very much. Dr. David Levy with us on The Buckmaster Show as we push toward now 12:30, our midpoint on The Buckmaster Show on this Thursday afternoon. Be right back.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Missouri's governor promises there will be a different tone in the way police in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson deal with protests over the police shooting death of a black teenager. Jay Nixon spoke at a meeting of clergy and community members earlier today. Russia raising the stakes in the conflict in Ukraine. It has sent an aid convoy of more than 200 vehicles to the border, but not yet trying to cross that border. The widow of Robin Williams reveals that he was in the early stage of Parkinson's disease when he apparently took his own life. In a statement, Susan Schneider says that Williams was also struggling with depression and anxiety. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 55 points, the NASDAQ better by 16, and the S&P is trading 7 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
heel. No, no, stop it.
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, coming up now on 12:35 on this Thursday afternoon. The following segment presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining me in studio, Peter Myring, General Sales Manager for Cox Media in Tucson. Peter, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I'm telling you, the cable program is really enjoying some unprecedented attention and viewership. Shows like you got The Walking Dead, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy. Part of what I think could be called, actually, Peter, a kind of a new golden age for cable TV programming.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And, you know, you have people who are just unknowns in the world, huge stars. You know, Duck Dynasty, take a look at that group.
Unbelievable.
It's just happening time and time again. And I think what's important really to address, I'm on the advertising side, so we literally sell the time that the commercials that people see on cable television and also online. And we're in a unique market. So when we put a commercial on ESPN, for example, on the Cox system, we also put it on the Comcast system. So it doesn't make sense for Comcast to have its own sales rep. So we rep that system for them.
I didn't know that.
So it's a very unique market in that we're partners with our competitor in that regard.
Yeah. But so, are the prices for a business, even small businesses, to get involved on the advertising side, are they competitive?
They are. And I'm glad you asked that, because historically cable television has been the affordable option to television advertising. And when somebody asks me, and they ask me every day, how much does it cost? And I say it costs anywhere from $3 to $3,000, depending on where you are. We can, kind of back to historic cable, cable historically has had the ability to target geographically and then demographically. So geographically is what I'm talking about right now. We can go just in the Cox system, or we can go in the Comcast system up in Oro Valley. We can go down to Sierra Vista, and we can split those pockets off. So you don't have to buy the entire DMA, the entire market, if you will, or the state. You can really zero it down to your retail trading area, the highest potential of customer concentration around your business.
Well, I remember starting in TV, say around 1980, 79, when cable was just kind of really coming into its own, and people kept looking at, well, what kind of penetration is cable going to have? And that penetration continues to grow, doesn't it?
Continues to grow. And right now, our penetration in the Tucson market is about 48%. But that's not counting the satellite dishes, you know, the dish and the DirecTV. So there's even additional penetration there. But just to kind of further my thought, the ability to target demographically now, once we look at the cable networks, the easy examples are, oh, you want to target men? We go to ESPN. You want women? Well, we go to the HGTV and the Food Network. So it really gives advertisers the ability to put a laser focus and less waste when in the advertising dollar.
Well, it really helps your job. It makes your job easier because that has always been kind of the thing about demographics and targeting specific audiences. Like you mentioned, the sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want sports, especially college football, college basketball, U of A football and basketball, you need to be on cable.
On cable. And 85% of all of live sports are on cable television. And also live sports and live news, with interest to advertisers, are DVR-proof shows. So, because you typically won't DVR a live newscast or a live sporting event, unless you want to watch it later and you're going to miss it. But those are what we call the DVR-proof shows. But yes.
DVR being?
The VCR, the recording, recording capability.
All right.
But yes, if with the advent of Pac-12 Network, of course, they have all the Pac-12 schools on there. Mm-hmm. So, luckily, we can. I was just dealing with this today. Our U of A football schedule will be aired on at least three networks during this course of the season. They kick off on ESPN, then comes Pac-12 Network, mm-hmm. and then Fox Sports 1. And I think this is a new thing that a lot of people may not realize, but ESPN now has a new competitor, and that is Fox Sports 1. That is the new 24/7 sports network. Finally, somebody said, ESPN's getting awfully big. We better compete with them. Mm-hmm. And Fox Sports 1 is stepping up to the table, and they have picked up at least one U of A football game that we know of so far this year. So we're excited to have all of those choices there for advertisers and for viewers to be able to really pick and choose what they want.
And there's a huge change coming up as far as March Madness, which of this town being so basketball crazy, Peter. Yeah. This thing is going to be huge. March Madness is now going to be pretty much, exclusively on cable.
Last year it was all except for the finals.
The finals.
And next year it's all going to be on cable. And the one new thing that we saw last year, which was a surprise, was that you could, when the U of A was in the Elite Eight, you could see one of three different feeds of the game. Mm-hmm. You could see a generic one with the generic broadcasters on TBS. You could then watch the broadcasters for the opposing team on TNT, and then on another network, you could see the same game, but with the U of A broadcasters. So you have a choice. Do I want to watch the generic, or do I want to watch all U of A? So we, from an advertising standpoint, we can sell all that revenue on there, and then advertisers can choose which one they want to be a part of.
Peter Myring is with us. Peter is the sales manager for Cox Media here in Tucson. We're talking about kind of the whole evolution of cable and where cable has come along. And technology really has played a part in what you're doing, too, with cable advertising.
It sure has. And I look to really the online portion of that. In our industry, we call it digital media, but in the advertising world, it's online online advertising. So you've seen the normal banner ads. People can click on an ad and then they go to a website. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the infancy where that all started. And now that has just exploded with things like expandable ads. If you hover your mouse over an ad, all of a sudden it jumps out at you. So that's kind of like a new feature that we're dealing with. Another relatively new feature is that we can put a 30-second commercial on the computer and on the internet. So you can go to cox.com, click on an ad, and it actually starts playing the commercial. Now, the latest, newest, hottest thing is that you can interact with that commercial without leaving it. You can watch the commercial, and then you can click on little things around it that help you. Directions to the store, maybe take a poll. You can find out different things about, you can register to win a prize if the advertiser wants to do that. So that's the latest in interactivity. The latest in trackability is the ability now to target by zip code, which again, we go from, in the infancy of it is this mass market down to now we can target right down to the zip code, down to the street level.
Wow.
It's phenomenal what technology has done. And for the advertisers and the viewers, what that means is a better return on investment. Mm-hmm. And being able to pick and choose an advertising campaign and something that's effective towards the goal of that business.
So for an advertiser, they could go with, they can have really a comprehensive, they can go for the whole comprehensive package if they're looking for that.
Absolutely.
With the technology side and then the traditional part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. So, for example, if you wanted to, if you're a florist up in Oro Valley and you didn't need to be advertising in Sierra Vista, you could buy just the Comcast zone up there, and you could also follow that up with some zip code targeting on the Comcast system online. So, and the same thing with Cox. You can target zip codes in the Cox zone and then follow that up with TV ads on the Cox system. So the choices are limitless. And really what we try to do is ask all the right questions, try to find out what the goal of the advertiser is and what the goal of the business is and who the typical customer is. And then we put together a multi-level, pretty comprehensive advertising package for them to choose from.
Where can Peter, where can people find out more about what you're doing and how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can go to coxmedia.com is the easy way to go, or they can just give us a call at 867-7100.
And they may want to speak with you directly.
They can speak with me directly if they want to. I will make myself available.
Thank you very much. Peter Meiring is with us, sales manager, Cox Media in Tucson. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Bill.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Not a very good singer, am I? But you know what? Cockroaches aren't a pleasant subject, and we had them. And I called my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control, and guess what? No more cockroaches. Adios, cucaracha. Hasta mañana. No más.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, with live streaming on buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. This portion of Buckmaster brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Arts, hiking, birding, exploring the Muggione ghost town, Silver City's historic downtown. Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Make a great, cool weekend getaway this summer, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Plenty of great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins. You can check out more at Silver City in Grant County on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter and monthly nutrition contributor to the Buckmaster Show. Jack is the editor and publisher of the Nutrition Reporter monthly newsletter. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you today?
Doing very well. What's this I hear about a new disease? I guess you can put that new and disease in quotes, having to do with constipation?
Yeah, you know, back about 15, 20 years ago, a lot of the drug companies started to medicalize what I call just very common conditions, like, you know, shyness suddenly became social anxiety syndrome. And in this case, this is a brand new drug, and it's to treat, quote-unquote, and this is from their advertisement, chronic idiopathic constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that translates to in plain English is chronic means persistent, and idiopathic means they don't know the cause. But the crazy thing is, you know, the causes of constipation for almost anyone who has it is really pretty obvious. There's no mystery about it. And it's usually a lack of dietary fiber, too many refined carbohydrates, not drinking enough water to soften the stools. So, you know, what they're trying to market is a high-priced drug for something that's very easy for nearly everyone to solve at home.
Yeah, and I mean, there are certainly, at most good health stores, fiber supplements that will kind of get you going, if you know what I mean, and drink a lot of water, and I kind of think that might put you in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. And just for any listeners who might be taking fiber supplements or thinking about them, you do have to drink a lot of water mm-hmm. with them for them to work properly.
Fish oil, we've talked about it a lot. We had Dr. Mazes on the show from the Center for Integrative Medicine this week. It came up also when we were talking about depression. In your findings, some of the research you've been going through, fish oil and fish greatly reduce the risk of the thrombosis of the veins.
Yeah, the condition is called venous thrombosis, and this is a study that came out of Norway. Venous thrombosis is when clots form in the legs, and these can, one, be very, very painful, and two, the real risk is the clot can break loose from wherever it is and basically travel to the heart or the brain and cause even more damage. This study looked at a little over 23,000 people, and the subjects were tracked for 16 years. And those who ate fish three or more times weekly were almost one-fourth less likely to develop venous thrombosis. It's just one more study showing the benefits of fish oils, and they're just good natural anticoagulants, blood thinners.
Well, that study also pointed out that if you did the fish three or more times a week and took fish oil capsules, the risk decreased by almost 50%.
Yeah. So, you know, the combination is even better. And you're right. There was a 48% reduction when people ate fish and also took fish oil capsules.
A couple of research papers are out concerning vitamin D. The research continues in this area, and why don't you tell us, vitamin D supplements not only helping heart patients, but also pre-diabetic folks.
Yeah, the first study focuses on people with heart failure. And this is a little different from what most people think about in terms of high cholesterol and heart attacks. Heart failure is when the heart just doesn't have the energy to pump blood. And it's measured that the heart's ability to pump blood is measured with what's called the ejection fraction. A little too complicated to go into, but that's the measurement. And so what the researchers did was take 23 heart failure patients who had the disease for quite some time, and they gave them the equivalent of 4,000 IU of vitamin D daily. And, you know, they had a significant improvement in their ejection fraction, which basically meant their heart failure improved. And the way this would translate in terms of day-to-day benefits, someone who would have difficulty walking around the house because their heart just couldn't keep up with the activity, they would be more able to get around the house. They might be able to go for short walks, maybe longer walks if they had been doing any walking. The other study you referred to is about glucose control in people who are pre-diabetic. And this study, again, used vitamin D, but also included some calcium for about 5 months. And what the researchers found was there was a decrease in what's called HbA1c, which is really one of the better markers of blood sugar, because it's kind of like a 4 to 6 week snapshot of what your blood sugar is doing. And then there were improvements in what's called insulin resistance. Other studies over the years have shown similar benefits in people with prediabetes and type 2 diabetes.
So folks who are looking for it, perhaps they are pre-diabetic and perhaps they are have heart disease, it looks like vitamin D could really help in both of those areas.
Yeah, it can. And, you know, in some ways, this ends up being a catch-22 for the pre-diabetic or the type 2 diabetic patient, because they just don't get outside enough to make enough vitamin D on their own. They need to have their skin exposed to sunlight without sunscreen for at least 10 minutes a day. And so, you know, whenever someone's dealing with some sort of chronic disease, they tend to stay indoors more and more of the time.
Well, it helps, and it's something we have covered before about trying to get about 10 minutes at least of sunshine a day.
Yeah, and believe it or not, even in southern Arizona, large numbers of people are vitamin D deficient because they're sort of scurrying between the house and the car and the office and the supermarket, and they're afraid to spend time outdoors. And for the vast majority of people, 10 minutes in the sun is not going to cause any harm. It's not going to increase the risk of skin cancer, but it does certainly boost our body's own production of vitamin D.
And early morning sun actually is good, and it does help, and it kind of gets the, it sets your whole biorhythms.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The early morning sun just, it turns off our sleep hormone, which is called melatonin, and it just helps the body do a better job of regulating itself.
All right, Jack Challen, where can we get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter?
I've got a issues free, nutritionreporter.com.
Jack, thanks a lot. We'll talk with you in September.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Thank you very much, Culligan, for your support of the Buckmaster Show and your support of KVOI and Good News Communications, supplying all of our studio guests and all of the folks who work here at KVOI with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Tomorrow on the Friday Focus interview, we're going to dig deep into this whole January 8th memorial. What kind of design really would be appropriate for the January 8th memorial? That will be our Friday Focus interview. And of course, we'll have the Friday Roundtable as well with a discussion of the top stories of the week. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. Christy Simone, 8 to 9 with the Daily Double. For Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. That's coming up every weekday at 4 here. On behalf of producer Rosemary Branch, she's on the other side of the glass. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.